This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development estimates more than 700,000 residents could find themselves suddenly unemployed amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Rich Kramer talked with some newly unemployed Wisconsinites about how they're coping.
Inside Madison's Alliant Energy Center, around a dozen employees with the Second Harvest Food Bank of Southern Wisconsin busily fill boxes with dry goods and canned vegetables. The temporary location was offered by Dane County so workers could maintain proper distance from each other amid the COVID-19 pandemic. CEO Michelle Orge says they've already seen a 50% jump in the number of people seeking food since mid-March when they started offering boxes for pickup.
We previously would distribute about 40,000 pounds a day as an average throughout our 16 counties, and we have days of 80 to 100,000 pounds.
The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development estimates the state's unemployment rate could reach nearly 27%. If that holds true, it would top unemployment figures from the Great Depression. Holly Myers is usually a full-time hairdresser at Love and Light Hairdressing in Madison. She has been out of work for more than a month now. She says that and the sudden changes to everyday life left her feeling
like a zombie.
Before the salon closed in late March, Myers said she was feeling nervous about being in direct contact with clients as the number of COVID-19 cases in Madison grew. Myers applied for unemployment insurance on March 23rd and got her first payment of $314 on April 11th. She says she hasn't seen the additional $600 per week promised by the federal stimulus bill.
Honestly, these are the things that we have to think about right now is what can I not pay and what can I pay? And it's taken a while for even like utilities and government to kind of come in and be like, hey, here are some resources or here are some ideas.
In the Chippewa County town of Tilden, Jillian Lee worked as a server and bartender until COVID-19 upended her life. She says at first she didn't expect the pandemic to impact rural Wisconsin, but that changed when Governor Tony Evers issued his Safer at Home order on March 25th.
I mean, it was a lot of rereading and reading and reading emails and, you know, shaking our heads and pretty much saying, well, you know, shoot, what are we going to do now?
Lee says her partner worked as an auto mechanic until he was laid off when business dried up last month. She says he spent 4 weeks negotiating an overloaded state unemployment system before getting his first payment. In the meantime, Lee says they've lived off of savings they've been building for years.
We're terrified that we're not going to be able to buy a house because that, you know, the down payment that we have saved for a house right now is all we've got, pretty much, you know.
For Jana Plotkin of Milwaukee, the news that her employer would shut down on March 16th was almost a relief. She's pursuing certifications in forensic science at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee and was working as a server at Water Street Brewery. She says she also takes medication for Crohn's disease that leaves her more susceptible to viral infections.
I'm immune compromised. So when I heard about the virus and also as, you know, having a strong science background, I'm almost too informed on some of these things. So I started getting nervous for my own health.
Plotkin filed for unemployment online and got her first payment in about a month. Her boyfriend is still working, so they're doing okay, but money is definitely tight. She says she's a little jealous of his near-normal schedule.
I miss that. I miss the normalcy of being busy and having a purpose, an everyday purpose. That's the thing I miss the most.
Governor Evers has begun lifting restrictions on some businesses, allowing for things like curbside pickups and drop-off, games of golf, and pet grooming. Bars and restaurants are still only open for to-go food orders. Salons remain closed entirely. It's unclear how quickly the state will reopen and how long it will take businesses to bounce back when it does. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.